So where are the jobs? Work and Income's job search site has around 750 current jobs listed, with more every day. And Trade Me says it saw an annual increase in job vacancies in June, with listings up 9%. So we sent Alex Perrottet job hunting.
Dairy farmers, forklift drivers, boat builders, therapists, telemarketers, landscapers, furniture removers and vineyard supervisors. They're all in demand. Up in Whangarei, Byron at Auto Pros, a happy camper after finding an automotive technician. You filled the position?
Yes.
Oh, well done. When was that?
Monday.
Oh, good stuff. Was there a lot of interest?
Yep.
Oh, great. How many interviewees?
Four.
Oh, okay, very good. And you think you got the right one?
I hope so.
Dinesh from Yogi's Haircut in Auckland City found his barber.
Same time I listed the Trade Me.
Right, and then they got in touch on Trade Me.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you say you had a lot of interest in the position?
Not very lots, but a few people, yeah.
So you still got to choose someone?
Yeah.
And he's not the only one to find some luck through Trade Me. In Hamilton, Kathy runs cleaning company The Gleam Team. She was looking for a part-time cleaner, but couldn't find anyone through the job search site.
I've had two applicants, and none of them lived in the Waikato. They didn't have any experience.
Oh, gee, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a bit. But it's all good. I found staff somewhere else, so, yeah, it's all good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But not through the Work and Income. Yeah, I actually used Trade Me this time. Yeah, had a heap of applicants. Not a lot of them could speak English, and that's one of the requirements.
Russell Phillips is the director of JobCorp New Zealand and Automotive Employment New Zealand, and says the motor industry has done far better than expected. But he says many see the current situation as a sugar rush, and employers are afraid of what's to come.
What I'm seeing is companies making redundancies, you know, based on the fear that a combination of the wage subsidy dropping off, a combination of the elections coming up, and also the potential of a very, very serious recession looming, you know, is finding companies laying off workers regardless of the fact that that sales have come back up to, you know, quite acceptable levels.
And he says the issue of matching skills with the jobs is a wider issue.
If that role was a sales development role, you know, we would have upwards of 200 candidates. You know, for a forklift mechanics role, you might get two. There's a massive disparity and a dreadful situation in some roles. Those roles like that forklift mechanics role, like the diesel mechanics roles and petrol mechanics roles, those roles will continue to be hard to fill.
Russell Phillips says that's not going to change with the borders closed, and Kiwis need to be ready to skill up. There's plenty of dairy farm jobs on the Work and Income job search site. Dairy New Zealand says there's 1,000 out there for ordinary Kiwis to snap up. Dairy New Zealand People team leader Jane Muir says it's a great time to give it a go.
It's a few more because of COVID and border restrictions and things, but this is a busy time of year on farms, so often people are looking for jobs right now. And the dairy sector, because of the low unemployment rates, has been a little bit understaffed for a few years now.
And she says the good thing is you can pretty much learn on the job, and all you need are three things.
Attitude, reliability and willingness to learn. Anybody can have those skills. So how fast you progress depends how much you have those. And obviously, if you have transferable skills, you can progress quicker. But the key things are those three: attitude, reliability and willingness to learn.
But if the gumboots and cowpats aren't your piece of cake, there's plenty of others. Colin from Sky High Scaffolding is advertising. If you're afraid of heights, don't worry. He wants a driver.
You know, like in this industry at the moment, there's quite a few people being laid off. I thought there would be a few more people applying than what there has been, to be honest. But yeah, not a huge response, but just, yeah, I've had a handful of people so far.
Right, okay. When you say handful, how many?
Like three.
Sione in Wellington needs a plasterer.
I did manage to get one guy, and they just, this advertisement was put on Facebook by my partner, and so that's how we got in touch with them. But otherwise, in general, it's just so hard to find really good plasterers around here in Wellington.
And Jacob at Challenge Yachts in Avondale wants a marine technician, but you've got to have skills in at least three different trades.
Been up on the Work and Income website for about a month now.
Right, and any bites?
I've had six people look at it, but absolutely zero applications.
Oh, right. What do you put that down to?
I don't know if enough people know about the through work and income, the job listings. Yeah, it's a tough one to find the right people for the right person for the job. It's, yeah, we're not sure where we're going.
So if you're not sure where you're going, well, there's plenty of options out there. For Checkpoint, Alex Perrottet.